我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢你，你不但拯救我们，弟兄姐妹，成为你的儿女，也让我们能够靠着你的恩典，在地上，来见证你是荣耀的主。我们今天特别来到你面前，向你恳求。
Dear Lord, we come before you, and we know that you are our Lord, and that as we gather, Lord, that we want to be able to testify to who you are and the fact that you are the Lord of our lives.
我们不但自己要长大成人，也要整个弟兄姐妹、整个教会都一起长大成人，好叫你更多的能够在我们身上得着荣耀。
Your desire for your children is not just so that we may be saved, but that we may grow and mature.And that not only will we grow and mature individually, but together as a church, we will grow and mature.
洁净我们每一个人的心，好叫你的话可以进到我们的心里。
Cleanse our hearts, and so that all the words that will be spoken and all of our minds will be pure before you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我想很多人都认识这一位电影明星。
I think many people know this movie star.
但是，他虽然在荧幕上，演戏非常的有才华。
And even though he is a very talented actor,
我在年轻的时候我就看过他的电影，叫做Dead Poetry Society.
And when I was very young, I watched this movie, The Dead Poet Society.
他在荧幕上非常的有智慧。
And he played a teacher who was very wise.
但是我们看到他的人生的结局的时候，你会觉得说：“哎呀，怎么会这样子？”
But now you come to know the end, how he met his end in this life, and you may wonder why would he end such a way?
所以你看到那个报纸，有些记者对他的评论。
And you see some of the commentaries that the newspapers are writing about him.
他是写的一句话说：“哎呀，我是非常的惭愧，我做了一些事情，就是造成很糟糕的结果，是没有办法去弥补的。”
And as being reported, Robin Williams himself had mentioned before that I was shameful and did stuff that caused disgust, and that it was very hard to recover from.
有人就。对他的财产很有兴趣。
And some people became very interested with his wealth.
哦，他差不多有1亿两千多万。
He has probably over $100 million under his name.
然后他就把它分给他的儿女。
And he would portion his money and give it to his children.
然后把它设立一些基金。
And so he set aside trust funds for his children.
不过有人又讲说，事实上他做的计划里面有很多的缺点。
However, people then would be critical about the way he established these funds for his family.
他说，如果他做的计划如果再改进一点，让他不要把太多的钱，他的儿女30岁的时候啊，他就把几千万的钱给这个年轻人，他太年轻没有办法管这么多的时候，他们就会一塌糊涂，就会把它花光了等等。
There are criticism out there that says.His trust funds will become available for his children when they turn 30. But that is too young to handle millions of dollars. So most likely what his children will do is just will waste it or squander these money away.
而且他们还没有双重的保障，因为他们建议说应该把它分成几个放，然后他的儿女既是放的 trustee， 也是 beneficial， 就是接受那个利益的人，但是还有个co-trustee， 这样的话就会平衡他们。
And they said that the way that the trust funds are set up also lacks a certain protection because even at the same time, while his children may become the beneficiary, but they may have to have someone who's wiser to be co-trustees of these funds. So that would be a level of protection for this money.
这样做不但他们可以好好的用钱，而且后来如果他们有什么问题的时候，他们的母亲就是这个Robin Williams 的两个太太就没有办法把他们的钱拿走。
And so that if it was set up better or arranged it in such a way where there are co-trustees, then the Robin Williams wives will not be able to take the money away from his children.
我今天不是在讲这个理财计划，他不过那个记者最后就下了一个评论，他是说你看看，他说我们中国人就是不会理财，所以说富不过三代啊，就是拼命的赚钱，不断的赚钱，但是赚给儿女以后没有计划，让儿女就要随便就花掉。
So I'm not here talking about financial matters or financial planning, but anyway, but the newspaper reports that in this way that they're not going to be, this is not the best way of arranging his finances. And the Chinese has a saying that a wealthy person, the wealth in the family will not pass three generations, and basically is a criticism to the fact that though we know how to make money and we'll make a lot of money for our children, but we don't know how to plan it for future generations.
他说犹太人最会理财，所以他们的财富是代代相传。
But the Jews do know how to plan for their wealth so that their wealth perpetuates from generation to generation.
但是你知道吗？圣经告诉我们，基督徒我们从神领受了属灵的生命，属灵的财富这么丰盛，我们如果不好好的对我们的属灵的生命有个计划，不但我们生命破坏了，而且我们也没有办法形成一个属灵的丰富的资产传给我们的儿女。
As Christians, we receive spiritual wealth from the Lord in the forms of our salvation and all the spiritual blessings that God has for us. But if we do not know how to properly handle these blessings and the spiritual wealth from the Lord, we will not be able to pass it on to our children and our future generation.
因为圣经告诉我们，撒旦像狮子啊，遍地游行啊，他要寻找可吞吃的人。
The scripture tells us that Satan is like a lion that prowls around looking for people to devour.
耶稣讲说，他是羊的门，从他出入的不但得宝藏，有草吃。
And Jesus says that he is the gate, and that those who enter into his gates are the sheep that will have plenty to eat.
但是世界上有好多盗贼啊，他不是羊的门，他们来是要来偷盗、杀害、毁坏基督徒还有人的生命。
But there are many with ill intent who are in this world whose purpose, instead of being the gate like Jesus is, that will lead to heaven, but rather their purpose is to steal and to rob and to hurt the believers of this world.
这个 Robin Williams 他很会赚钱，但是他对他的人生没有计划，他也没有想到他的永生最重要的就是要信靠耶稣基督，就是要把属灵的资产累积下去啊！你看他的生活就是一个很不好的见证。
Robin Williams may know how to make money, but he doesn't know how to plan for his life.Nor does he know the purpose of his life. And so that we see, he specifically does not know the importance of passing on spiritual wealth and spiritual blessings to his family. And so the result of that is that he had a bad testimony.
所以我们基督徒也是一样啊，如果我们对我们的属灵的生命成长没有计划，也没有想到说我们的儿女他将来他们会怎么样，这样的话我们人生就是会失败的。
So as Christian parents, if we do not know how to plan for spiritual matters, if we do not know how to pass on spiritual blessings to our children, then at the end, we would become spiritual failures.
所以有一个英文的成语也在讲说，如果你没有计划，你就是计划失败。
And so there's a saying that if you have no plan, then plan to fail.
我们看看圣经上怎么告诉我们。
What does the scripture say?
这个是希伯来书第五章十三节到第六章的上半节。
This is from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 through chapter 6, verse 1.
找到了，我们先来练中文好吗？
When we find this passage, let's read it first in Chinese.
练完以后再请 James 带领我们练英文。
And afterwards, we'll read it in English.
来，凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的，才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。所以 我们理当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance.
他这里提到说，基督徒里面有婴孩，也有年轻人，也有大人。
Here in this passage says that in Christ, there are infants, there are children, and there are adults.
基督徒里面的婴孩不是说是小孩子，他是指说我们属灵的生命，有人刚刚才信耶稣啊，一年两年。
Infants in Christ are not speaking to actual physical infants. It is talking about a Christian who has newly been born spiritually, who may have only followed the Lord for a year or two.
所以有一个70岁的一个长者，他信耶稣两年以后他就过世了。他就在墓碑上说啊，我只有活了两年啊，因为他觉得说70岁的时候白活，只有两年是在耶稣基督里面是真实的。
There was an elderly man in his 70s who came to know the Lord, and a couple of years later he passed away, and on his tombstone, on it, he wanted written that I am 2 years old, because for him, that life in Christ is the true life.
但是有些基督徒信主了一二十年，你看他的生命都没有什么改变，以前是这样的，现在也是这样的，所以你就知道说他并没有长大成人，他的生命还是婴孩。
There, on the other hand, we observe so-called Christians who've been Christians for 10 years or even 20 years, but yet in the way that they speak, in the way that they live their lives, you cannot tell that they are Christians. Then for their sake, even though they've been Christian for a decade or two, really they're still spiritual infants.
所以你看，圣经讲说，吃奶的他是婴孩。
And that is why the Bible says those who live on milk are infants.
有些人他说啊，我因为很忙，所以我每天早上起来我就读一篇那个每日天粮，就是 Daily Bread 啊，这个灵修的小品，大概只有半页很短，才200个字以内，他读一读说啊，我今天就够了，我今天已经吃了灵奶了。
Some people, they say, well, I'm very busy every day, so every morning I only have time to read one excerpt from the Daily Bread. And the Daily Bread, we know, is a devotional material that is half a page long and not more than 200 words.
他如果这样过了十年，他说，哦，我连圣经新约从头到尾都没有练过一遍。
If that person lives that way, and after 10 years, he says, well, I haven't even completely read through the entire New Testament.
因为我每天就是吃每日灵粮。
Because every day, I only consume the daily bread.
这些人家已经消化过的一些心得不是不好，但是那些是奶，不是干粮。
The short commentaries in the Daily Bread publication, it's not that it isn't good. It is something that someone had commented from their own scripture reading. It's not that it's bad, but that they're only considered spiritual milk.
今天要吃奶更方便的，为什么？因为你有 iPad, 然后在上班的时候有时候等车怎么样，然后就去网上灵修一下，马上就有奶可以吃了。
And maybe if you want to talk about getting the spiritual milk, it's even easier today on your iPads. Maybe you're waiting for a bus or you'reBetween breaks at work, you can just go online and you can find some short devotionals and you can read them and you got your spiritual milk.
但是这样的话当然比不吃还好啦，对不对？但是这样终究还是小孩子。
Of course, that's better than not eating at all, but still, if all you take in is milk, then you'll always stay as an infant.
因为要长大成人要明白除了说得救的那个基本道理以外，还要吃干粮。
Because we need to understand that besides the basic understanding of what the salvation is, we need to actually take in food.
干粮是什么呢？
What is considered solid food?
今天早上我们 长老带领我们查哥罗西书。
This morning, Elder Liu, Elder Chu led us in the study of Colossians.
干粮就是里面晋升的道理，比如说我们要舍己，要背十字架，向自己死，然后让圣灵来管制我们的生命，要谦卑顺服等等。
And from that script, from that scripture, we learn how to deny ourselves and carry the cross, to be obedient, to live a holy life, to live a life that's separated from this world. And these are teachings that is beyond the basic salvation.
昨天有一群年轻人就到那个 Alice 他们班上去。
Last night, there are some young people who went to Alex's class.
然后他就要跟他们讲一些基要的真理，结果年轻人听出来说，哎呦，好可怕，因为他讲的时候，这个死，那个死，那个死，这个死。
And he wanted to share with them the basic salvation. However, when the young people finished the class, they thought that it was difficult teaching because it talks about death.
因为他们不熟练伦理的道理，因为他不知道我们真的我们不信耶稣，不但肉体死了，而且灵魂死了，永远受到上帝的这个地狱的刑罚是非常可怕的事情。
Because for anyone who is not familiar of the spiritual truth and the true condition of humankind, it is of course the truth is that if we do not have life in Christ, not only will we suffer death physically, but also there is a spiritual death, and there is an eternal suffering in hell.
所以说 Alice 不是吓他们，是把真的神的话告诉他们，但是因为他们还不是基督徒，他没有办法明白这个道理。
So of course, Alex wasn't trying to scare them with his message, but because they are unfamiliar with spiritual truth, so to them, this message was a difficult message.
但是第十四节告诉我们，虽然有时候我们信耶稣信很久了，常常听到说什么你要成圣了，要谦卑了，顺服了，听了很多了，但是不见得我们就会长大成人。
And so as verse 14 tells us that even though we may hear of these advanced lessons such as sanctification or obedience and trusting in the Lord, but just listening to them does not mean that we have truly learned those lessons.
你看看那英文讲说你要时常的什么去 constantly use 然后 train 然后又 distinguish 都说是一个生命的过程来的。
If you look at the passage, it says that not only do we need to listen to those messages, but we need to have constant use, we need to train ourselves, and so that we need to distinguish. And these are all processes that we need to always apply in our daily lives.
所以就是说有时候我们读圣经的时候就跟神所说主啊你这个话我很难懂，但是求你指教我如何去顺服你的话，然后去使用它。
And so when we read the Bible, we need to have an attitude where we can humbly ask of God, help me to understand your word, help me to know your word so that I may practice your word, and not only to practice, but also to share with others.
譬如圣经上就告诉我们说，如果有人打你的右脸，你连左脸也由他打。
For example, the scripture says, if someone strikes you on your right cheek, then allow him to strike you on your left as well.
圣经讲说我们要彼此的饶恕，彼此相爱，因为耶稣基督，就像耶稣基督先饶恕我们一样。
Scripture also says, forgive one another and love one another just as Christ has forgiven us.
但是你会讲说，你看，这个道理好像听起来，当然呢，就不是很容易去做。那你看我公司的老板，他常常要求这个要求那个不是同事就这样跟我过不去。那我怎么能够说这边让他打，这边也给他打啦？
And these are difficult teachings from the scripture, aren't they? Because you might say, well, how do I really practice this in my life? My boss could be unreasonable, or maybe my coworker has it has it in for me that he's making life difficult for me. How can I truly say that if they strike me on the right, then I let them strike me on the left as well?
那个人对不起我, 但是他从来不说对不起, 只要他想了我就愿意饶恕他, 但是他都不愿意, 那, 然后又不改, 那我怎么能够饶恕他呢?
This person always picks on me, and he never says sorry when he hurts me. Well, I'm ready to forgive him if he would only ask for forgiveness, but he would never do so. So how is it that I'm supposed to forgive him?
这时候我们就是在要吃干粮的时候。
Well, these are instances where we need to take in the solid food.
因为神就借着这个机会改变我们的生命, 我们本来没有爱的, 也不要饶恕的, 神就是偏偏要一些, 好像很难饶恕的, 没有爱的人放在我们身边来磨练我们。
Because these instances arise in our lives because God allows these people and circumstances to be present in our lives as an opportunity for us to learn the lesson of truly how to forgive.
所以第六节讲说, 我们要离开基督道理的开端, 竭力尽到完全的地步。
And so verse 1 of chapter 6 says, therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity.
这里有一个竭力就是说, 要成长一定要努力的。
And so here it talks about an effort that we must make because in order to go on to maturity, we need to leave the elementary teachings.
然后圣经又告诉我们啊, 不但要成长, 而且还要一个目标,
一个, And the scripture tells us also, not only do we need to grow and mature, but we need to press on towards a goal.
这里是以弗所书第四章的12到13节。
This is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13.
那我们先来念中文好吗?
Let us read it together in Chinese first.
来,他所侍的有使徒,有先知,有传福音的,有牧师和教师,为要成全圣徒,各尽其职,建立基督的身体,只等到我们众人在正道上同归于认识神的儿子。 得以长大成人, 满有基督成长的身量。
Starting from verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 4, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这里提到说, 基督徒需要被建造。
Here it tells us that Christians need to be built up.
然后我们借着服事, 然后让神的国扩展。
And through our service, the kingdom of God may expand.
然后建立基督的身体就是说, 让我们的生命越来越像基督耶稣。
To build up the body of Christ means that our lives will become more and more like Christ.
所以在真道上通过一,就是有在圣经真理上的建造。
To say that there is a unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God is to say that we will study the scripture and together we will grow in our knowledge.
还在,另外一个是在生命上的建造。
And there's also a build up of the life.
所以这就是为什么我们属灵成长要有计划, 就是说我要把真理, 除了这个基本的救恩了解以外, 我要逐步逐步的把神的真理从旧约到新约, 从创世纪到启示录, 都一步一步的去了解它。
And that is why it is important to have a plan for our spiritual growth, that once we are saved, there should be a plan for us in terms of advancing our knowledge about God from the Old Testament to the New Testament all the way through to the book of Revelation.
那在教会上有很多人物, 他的有讨神喜悦的地方, 有失败的地方, 都成为我的见证, 我的生命的长进的时候, 他就是我的一个指引。
The biblical characters in the Bible and the Old Testament, their success spiritually will become my examples and their failures before God will also be a warning for me.
为什么这个 人物在旧约里面是神祝福他, 为什么这个人神没有祝福他, 到底是什么原因?
Why is this character in the Old Testament particularly blessed by God? Or why is it this other character is particularly cursed by God? Those are things that I need to understand. Yeah.
所以你看我们的信心是跟我们对神对耶稣基督的认识是有关系的。
So you see, our faith is in direct correlation to our understanding of who God is.
因为耶稣基督是所有圣经人物里面最完美的, 他没有任何的缺点,是最完美的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect example, the perfect character in the scripture for us to learn from because he is perfect and there is nothing that is wrong with him.
所以有人讲说,你看,圣经上有很多预表,你看,约瑟预表耶稣啦,某某人也预表耶稣啦,波阿斯也预表耶稣的救赎啦,等等。
So when you study the scripture, you'll know that there are many symbols in the Old Testament that foretells of Jesus Christ, such as Boaz, who is a picture of Christ.
所以,但是他们只是预表,只是说一点点,他们只有耶稣才是实体,他们是影子而已。But
they are only foretelling of who Jesus Christ is as an example, because Jesus Christ is that true example that we all look forward to.
所以说,我们真的是要读经,要服侍,然后要成长。
And so that is why we all need to read the scripture, and we all need to grow, and we all need to serve.
有些人讲说,那要怎么做一个属灵生命的成长计划呢?
So some may ask, so how do we plan for spiritual growth?
这里有一个英文字就是成长,就是G-R-O-W-T-H.
And so here's an English word, the word growth.
这样的话就比较好记,不是说除了这几个方向以外就没有其他的成长计划。
This word used as an acronym is not the only ways, but it is a way for us to follow as an example, and it's easier for us to remember.
G就是说,每一天你到神面前来,跟他有交通,借着祷告,来亲近神。
And go stands for go to God in prayer daily.
然后R就是说我们每一天 要练神的话语,不但练它,还要去思想它。
R stands for read God's words daily, and not only to read it, but to ponder upon it and to learn from it.
然后你是读的时候,你就说,主啊,你今天就是给我一句话,给我一句话。
And when we read, we ask the Lord and say, Lord, would you give me your word, even if it's only one?
然后这句话我要用在我的,今天我就要去用这句话。
And if this is the word that you would give me today, then I will live my life today based on this word.
比如说有时候你念到圣经讲说,你不可含怒到日落。
For example, maybe in your reading of the scripture, you came across the passage that says, do not let the sun go down in your anger.
那你想说,我已经跟我的配偶两个礼拜不讲话,那我应该今天赶快去,不但要赶快向神认罪,赶快去跟他和好。
You may be reminded that you have not spoken to your spouse for 2 weeks, and that today is the day where you will repent before the Lord and you will go reconcile with your spouse.
Oh, 所以就是说,顺服神,每时每刻顺服神。
Oh is obey God from moment to moment.
如果我们不读神的话,我们就不知道神要跟我们怎么讲话。
If we do not study God's word, then we will not know how to follow God's word.
你看看,小孩子他为什么听得懂大人的话呢?
How is it that a child can understand the words of an adult?
一开始的时候,他当然了,小孩子刚出生,一两岁,他不懂,但是父母天天跟他,旁边人天天跟他讲话,说,哎呀,怎么样啦,来呀,来呀,这个叫爸爸,叫妈妈,天天跟他讲。
When a child is first born, of course, before they're 1 or 2 years old, they don't know how to speak, but how do they learn how to speak? It's because the child's parents or people around them would talk to them and say their names, would say hi, and would teach them and would interact with them.
所以他们虽然不会看字,但是天天接触了很多那些智慧,后来有一天,他就懂了,懂了你在讲什么。
So even though they have not learned how to read, but because they hear the words from day to day constantly, one day when they're mature enough, all of a sudden, they can speak, they understand these words.
祷告就是说我们跟神说话。
Prayer means our conversation with God.
读经就是上帝跟我们讲话。
When we read the scripture, that is when God speaks to us.
神都是用圣经的话跟我们讲话。
Because God speaks to us through His words.
就像如果说我们不读经啊，所以说就像小孩子，你从小都不跟他讲话，到后来你突然五岁的时候跟他讲话，他什么都不懂。你如果我们通常都不读经，有一天神要跟我们讲话，用圣经的话跟我们讲的话，我们也一样什么都不懂。
If a child never listens to the parents and never pay attention to anything that they said, when they turn five, they will not know what their parents sound like. Similarly, as a Christian, if we never read God's word, one day when God does want to speak to us, we would not know what He's trying to say to us.
所以有些人讲说，我要听听看上帝跟我讲话，哦，是不是一个什么奇妙的声音啊，或者怎么样？不是，上帝常常啊，神常常跟我们讲话是经由他自己的话语，或是你在听到啦，或是在灵修啦，或是在弟兄姐妹分享的时候，他们用神的话来指引你。
People want to hear the voice of God, and they wonder what God's voice would sound like. Is it an amazing, awesome sound that is pounding our eardrums? No, oftentimes when God speaks, He speaks to us through His word. So if we do not read His word,And we do not come and listen to preaching from His words, how can we ever understand God when He speaks to us?
W 就是做见证啊，就是说用我们的生活，用我们的言语为主耶稣做见证。
W stands for witnessing for Christ in our lives and in all that we do.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹在一起有感恩分享见证会的时候啊，你应该要参加。
At any time that brothers and sisters, the church is gatheredFor a testimony sharing, those are meetings that you should want to attend.
有时候弟兄姐妹讲说，我在生活困难的时候啊，神怎么帮助我站立起来？
Because in those moments, you would hear brother and sister share about how in times of difficulties, God was the one who came and strengthened us and carried us through.
有些人讲说，我在堕落的时候啊，神怎么用啊他的爱再把我挽回过来？
There will be people who share.About how they've fallen away from faith and that they've gone wayward from following the Lord, but how the Lord's continued to save them and brought them back.
有些人讲说我在迷途的时候，我在要做决定不晓得怎么做的时候，上帝怎么引导我一条新的路？
Some people will share about facing challenges and difficulties and not knowing which way to take and how to continue on, but the Lord speaks to them and lead them and guide them through.
所以说你在这个见证会当中你就发现说哦，原来神的爱是如何长阔高深。
And so through these sharings, listening to the testimonies of brothers and sisters, you then realize how wide and deep is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以不可以一个人做基督徒。
And so we cannot be a Christian alone.
所以以弗所书里面就讲说要跟众圣徒一同明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And that is why in the scripture it says that together with all saints to be able to experience and to know how wide and how tall and how deep is the love of the Lord.
然后做见证的人呢、啊、他做了见证以后啊，虽然我自己失败，然后又靠着主站起来啊，这样的见证也能够帮助一些正在痛苦失败中挣扎的人。
And so even a testimony that relates to one's failure, but then how the Lord restores the person from failure, those can be testimonies for someone else who may also be struggling in their lives.
这样的话你看你的见证不但能够让一些福音朋友因这样看到上帝的爱跟恩典而得救，也能够造就弟兄姐妹。
And so your testimony, not only can you share your relationship with God to those who are learning about the gospel, learning about Jesus Christ, but also it could be a comfort or encouragement to the children of God as well.
在以前英国、啊、卫斯理时代那时候的那个 Methodist, 就是那些寻道会的信徒，他们见面的问的第一句话常常是说，哎，你有没有得胜的见证？你今天得胜了没有？你有没有得胜的见证？
During the time of Wesley, when they started the Methodist Church, it is a practice for that church that when they meet another fellow believer, they would greet each other by saying, have you had a testimony of sanctification? Or what is your testimony of sanctification?
而不是见面讲说，哎，最近股票怎么样？
And instead of greeting each other and says, how's the stock market been doing?
这也是个见证，为什么？因为在属灵上大家互相啊，互相负责任啊，互相监督导督促，就是 accountability。
This is also a good testimony because that is a way that believers can keep each other accountable.
所以这样你就想到说，我要天天长进的，不可以往下走，我的生命要往上涨，不可以往后退。
So that's a reminder for the believer to say, I need to continue to grow and continue to mature. I should not fall behind. I should not fall away.
如果有人讲说，哎，我又失败了，怎么样？他说没关系，我们来为你祷告，然后我们一起长进。
What if someone says, well, I failed and I've stumbled, I haven't been doing so well, but that's okay because we can come together and encourage the person and we can pray for the person.
所以也是不能一个人做基督徒，要彼此要有伙伴。
And so a person cannot be a Christian alone. We, as Christians, we need to grow together as a body.
如果我们能够这样做的话，我们就是天天信赖神在我们的生活的任何一个层面。
If we're able to do that, then we've truly understood what it means to rely on God in all aspects of our lives.
这是 T, 就是信赖神。
And that is T, trust God.
最重要的就是不是说最重要，每一个都很重要，但里面一个很大的关键就是要让圣灵来管制我们的生命。
And the key to this whole thing, among all, every aspect of this is important, but a key to the whole thing is to have the Holy Spirit in control of our lives.
是不是很好记啦？这个 G-R-O-W-T-H.
That's easy to remember, isn't it?
希望说如果你还没有属灵生命的成长计划就可以从这个做一个开始。
So if you have not started a plan for your spiritual growth, I hope that you can start with these.
所以有些人就说，哦，我读经要一年读完一遍新约旧约。
And so some people say, well, I'll plan to read the scripture from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and I will finish it in one year.
所以有那些有一些读经表啊，有一些圣经就是 one year Bible， 就是一年读完一次圣经，他会把你分配每天要读哪些旧约跟新约。
So there are Bible reading plans out there where it will tell you, it will split up the scripture every day, so it will tell you which passages to read each day so that you can finish the whole entire Bible in one year.
然后有些人他就说，我每天要写一个很小的灵修的见证。里面跟神要一句话，我今天就要去做这句话。
Some people would say, well, every day I would, in my devotion, ask the Lord for a passage that would apply to me, and when He gives me that passage, I will record it, and I will practice it that day.
最近我跟我太太回去纽奥良刚刚回来。
Recently, my wife and I took a trip to New Orleans, and we just came back.
就碰到一个姐妹，她的父亲是几年前我们要离开之前带领他信耶稣的。
We met with a brother who we led to Christ only a little while before we left New Orleans.
但是我们回去以后看到他的信心啊，还有生命啊，都像婴孩一样。
And when we met with him, we recognized that his faith and his spiritual life really is still like an infant.
因为他信了耶稣以后啊，并没有有时候在这里，有时候回中国，就是没有得到一个像那个好的初信的造就这样。
We recognized because he, after being saved, he was still traveling back and forth between the U.S. and also China.And that he was never able to go through a training on spiritual growth.
所以他说我很难感受到神在我生命中是不是真实的存在。
So he says it's very difficult for me to experience the truthfulness of the reality of God in my daily lives.
所以那天我们去探访时间不是很多，临走的时候我就说好。你现在要跟神的第一步是跟神建立一个亲密的关系。
And so we didn't have too much time with him, but we sat down and we shared with him, well, the first thing you must do is to build a close relationship with God.
我说你把圣经拿来，我们打开诗篇23篇。
I asked him, I said, why don't we sit down and open up our Bibles and we turn our Bibles to Psalm 23.
那我就说你从今天开始 你一个月一个月啊，每一天就读这诗篇二十三篇。
And I asked him, I said, read Psalm 23 for a month. Every day you would go and read Psalm 23.
然后用诗篇来跟神亲近。
And that's through the reading of the scripture, you would draw close to God.
那我就告诉他说，你看第一节是这么讲啊，说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
I share with them, I said, look at Psalm 23, verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want.
那我就说，你可以跟神祷告说，主啊，你是我的牧者。
And I said to him, I said, you can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you are my shepherd.
你是，你一直都是，过去是，现在是，将来也是。
You were my shepherd, you are my shepherd, and you will always be my shepherd. That you are my shepherd in the past, in the present, and into the future.
我感谢你这么爱我，这么爱我，因为你永不改变，你都是我的牧者。
And I thank you because you love me so much because you're always my shepherd.
神啊，你虽然是在天上高高在上是伟大的神，但是你是愿意做我的牧者，不是只有是他的，是别人的。我常常听人家做见证，好像他跟神的签约说，不是，今天你要做我的，是我的牧者。
And give thanks to God that while He is the God Most High, Creator of all universe, but yet He is not just God, but He is my or your shepherd.
既然你是我的牧者，我要认识你，我不要好像跟你很疏远。
Because you are my shepherd, so the way I want to know you is to know you intimately instead of to know you from a distance.
你是我的牧者，你就供应我一切的需要。
Because you are my shepherd, I know you will provide for all of my needs.
我没有信心，主啊，你就是给我信心。
I don't have any faith, please give me faith.
主啊，我没有智慧，求你赐给我智慧。
Lord, I lack wisdom. Please give me wisdom.
主，我缺乏爱，你就赐给我更多的爱。
Lord, I lack love. Please give me more love.
我就说，你就是用神的话来跟神亲近，来跟他祷告。
I said, use the word of God to draw near to God, and use the word of God to pray to Him.
说主啊，我感谢你，你每一天要领我在可安歇的水边，让我躺卧在青草地上。
You can pray to God and thank Him and say, Lord, thank you for leading me to green pastures and besides quiet waters.
主，我知道我生命里面中好像很多的事情我没有办法放下去。
Lord, indeed, there are many things in my life that I cannot seem to put down.
主，你让我能够把这个重担交给你。
Lord, help me so that I can trust these burdens in your hand.
因为他前几年的时候啊，有一天在中国的时候就接到一通电话。
Because some years ago, he received a call in China.
他说我是公安。
And the phone rang and the voice came out and says, I am a police.
你的银行账号有问题。
And we discovered that there is some issue with your bank account.
所以我们现在追查，把你的银行账号给我。
And so we're now investigating this matter. So I need your bank information.
他真的给他了。
And so then he gave the person the information.
然后过了几天才发现他银行的钱都被提走了。
Then a few days later, he discovered that all the money in his bank had been withdrawn.
所以这个事情对他的打击非常的大。
And so this was a very serious matter, that hurt him very much.
所以常常在睡觉的时候啊，有时候在自忧自恨，因为他的退休金都被拿走了。
And so that for many days and weeks and months after that, he was just blaming himself and he was just becoming depressed because all his money for his retirement was kept in that bank.
不但是这样，连他太太的退休金呢，他们存了很多年的钱都被拿走。所以他每次见到他太太的时候，就非常非常的心里非常的自责。
And the bank account contained not only his retirement money, but also his wife's retirement money. So he had extreme guilt every time he sees his wife.
我们当然劝他，就是说，哎呀，钱当然是身外之物啊。那你现在要得着的耶稣的爱跟永生，那些比那些更要紧。
And so, of course, we encourage him and we say, yes, money is important, but money, after all, is not what is not the most important thing in life. And now that you have come to know the Lord of life, that's who you need to hold on to.
但是真的安慰了我们话有限。 我是说你就来到神面前说主啊我是你的小羊
But words of comfort can only be can really only have limited effect. So we don't have too much to say to him, but we said you can come before the Lord and pray and say, Lord, I'm but a small sheep in your pasture.
我现在不想要怎么面对我这些的失落悔恨等等但是主啊我又真的是需要安息。
I don't know how to deal with this loss. I don't know how to deal with all the guilt and the self-blame, but I need to find rest in you.
因为圣经讲说,你使我躺卧在青草地上,不是我自己可以躺卧得着安息啊,领我在可安歇的水边。
Because the scripture says, you make me lie down in green pastures and you lead me beside quiet waters. I am not the one who finds the quiet past quiet waters. I'm not the one who finds the green pasture to find rest.
所以我们要走的时候,我是说你每天祷告,然后把这个是这个你的领受跟你太太分享,也请他,你们夫妻一起来亲近神。
So we encourage them to read God's word, and whatever he receives from the word of God, he should be able to pray and to fellowship with his wife with, through God's word, and encourage his wife to pray along with him.
你看,就是G,有没有?跟R, go to God in prayer daily, read God's words daily.
And so that's G and R, go to the Lord and also read God's word.
当然,还有其他的步骤,我们今天没有时间介绍。
So many of these other steps are also something that are important, but we don't have all the time to go through.
但是你要开始就从G跟R开始。
But if we need to start, we start with G and R.
我们一同祷告。Let
us pray.
主,你知道我们的生命需要成长。
Lord, you know that our life needs to grow.
但是我们感谢你,你在圣经里面就为我们放了好多成长的蓝图。
But Lord, you have placed in our lives the blueprint for our growth.
也很多的成长的榜样。
And there are many examples for us to learn from, for, to learn how to grow spiritually.
也告诉我们在成长中所遇到的许多的关口、危险、破口，圣经里面也都写下来。
Many of the challenges and difficulties that we face, the circumstances we face in life, you describe to the, you describe them to us in your scripture.
而且一个成长最大的目标、标杆啊，就是耶稣基督。
And you established and clearly point out to us that the goal of our growth is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你并没有把让我们自己走天路,把我们放着像孤儿一样。
You did not leave us as orphans in this world.
你还是叫圣灵来帮助我们。
But you send the Holy Spirit to come and help us.
所以我们就没有理由不成长。
And so we have no excuses not to grow.
我们不要做懒散,不成长,做婴孩的基督徒。
We don't want to be lazy, immature, Christians who remain spiritual infants.
我们不但自己要成长,我们希望弟兄姐妹也要成长。
And not only do we want to grow ourselves, our desire is that our brothers and sisters will all grow and mature.
我们人生不但要有计划,我们还要属灵的成长计划。
We have plans we set for our lives, but we need to have plans set for our spiritual growth as well.
我们希望我们的见证也跟灵,形成一个属灵的资产留给我们后代的儿女。
We want our spiritual wealth to become become so full that we are able to share with our children and to our generations to come.
我们希望能够代代蒙福。
Because we want our each and every one of our future generations to receive the same blessing.
因为你告诉我们,那爱你,守你诫命的,你必向他们发慈爱,直到千代。
Because you tell us that your love and your loving kindness will be shown to thousands of generations of those who love you.
帮助我从今天就开始。
Help us so that we may start today.
刚刚有这个六个步骤,但是我要从G跟R开始。
There are six steps that we can learn from, but we will start with G and R.
谢谢你帮助我们前进。
Thank you for leading us.
听我们的祷告, 奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.